Recorded live at the WonkyWeeds.com studio, it's the Selling Out Show. And now, here is your host, David Chicharro.
Hello, 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 and thank you for tuning in to The Selling Out Show. I am your host, David Chicharrone, and I am joined by my silent partner over here, Phoebe the Sleeping Dog. That's right, you can get your Phoebe the Sleeping Dog t-shirts now at fine back alleys in cities all over the country. So, hey, you, taking the time to listen to me today, good to see ya. Thanks for coming out. I do have to start with a couple things here. One, I am being fueled by cough medicine, which is a delightful thing to experience. I'm sure most of you have done the same before during periods of your life. You're just kind of being hurled through the cosmos. Thankfully, with the benefit of modern medicine as your fuel. But you know what? Even if you're sick, you still do what you love. I love doing this. I like talking to you. So, you know, here I am. I just keep plugging away. I'm a plugger. It's true. Ask my wife. Secondly, I would be absolutely remiss and horrified. And actually, I kind of already am because I'm a little late in this announcement. And it's a big one. It is the season. One of the best times of the entire year. Can you guess what it is yet? Am I killing you with suspense? Okay, listeners of the show from the past will know. Spring is a very exciting time for me. If only for that beautiful, delicious chocolate confection that goes along with Easter, known as the Cadbury Cream Egg.
Everyone wants to be the Cadbury Bunny, because only he brings delicious Cadbury cream eggs. While others may keep trying, no bunny knows Easter better than Cadbury.
That is right. It is Cadbury cream egg season, and it has been basically for a month. But I've been so happy. My freezer has been getting stocked with these lovely tin foil wrapped chocolate eggs of awesomeness. I am saving them like a mother hen, protecting her young for basically when she can consume them at her leisure. And that's what I do, because part of the excitement is you can only get them one time a year. Now, in the past, I've discussed how Cadbury was fairly brilliant in releasing something called the Halloween Cadbury Scream Egg. It was cool because the inside was actually like green goo rather than a yolk-like substance or look. We'll put it like look because I guess the consistency is still the same. And I was like, they should do this year-round for Christmas, every holiday. It doesn't matter. Whatever you got, you can always throw a cream egg out there and make somebody happy. But those just didn't seem to stick. So here we are, and I am hoarding my cream eggs. I especially love them on my birthday in June, and basically just all year round. That's where the freezer comes into play. You just stock them up, you save them. You ever have the little urge to pop one of them beautiful babies in your mouth? There you go. It's right there for the taking. You know what I mean? So in one side, you could say it's unfortunate they're only sold for this limited time per year. But on the other hand, it just makes us appreciate them, I suppose, that much more. You know what I mean? Even to the point where a grown man in his 40s decides to buy multiple boxes of them and freeze them. Am I crazy? I don't know. I think there's more people out there like me than you'd think. And as a matter of fact, if you are a cream egg enthusiast, such as I implore you to email me, sellingoutshow@gmail.com, and let me know about it. Because really, it's an exclusive club that we belong to, and we should be supporting each other. Not knocking each other down, not trying to fight for those last discounted cream eggs after Easter to hoard for our own gluttony. You know what I mean? We should be supporting each other, loving each other, showing each other some respect, mutual respect over the fact that we just like these sugary things. So yeah, but I am excited. I'm very happy about this. As part of my my weekly shopping routine now, because I don't like going into the supermarket anymore. And we're going to get to that in a minute. I want to talk more about the supermarket in just a moment here. But I do the pickup orders. So, you know, you're on your phone, your app, and you're choosing your milk, and you're this, and you're that, and your bread, and whatever. I always add a 5-pack of Cadbury cream eggs, and I tuck them away. So, yeah, it's just until they're not there anymore, that's what I'm going to keep on doing. It's like a necessity. You know what I mean? What can you not live without? What is something that's just absolutely essential to every fiber of your being surviving on this planet? Right now, it's Cadbury cream eggs. And I crap you not, I could probably eat like 6 in a row and still not tire of them. Really, really. I know. You're probably thinking to yourself, the voice I'm listening to right now is this giant beast who is probably laying in a pile of his own filth, just munching on Cadbury cream eggs like there's no tomorrow. He's the Wilt Chamberlain of Cadbury cream eggs, just dominating them like Wilt dominated women. You're not completely wrong, but I like to think I'm a fairly normal human being. So anyway, I did mention we're going to talk about the supermarket a little bit more, because I overheard something the other day that made me laugh out loud, which is a rare, very rare occurrence, unless I'm laughing at one of my own jokes. Because, you know, you catch people's conversations from time to time, and usually it's whatever, I don't care. I'm never going to see you again. You know, have your opinions, good luck to you, adios, you know, just get out of my way so I can check out. So this moment that I had was this woman griping about the cost of pecans, or the pecan, depending on how sophisticated you are. I don't really know how to say it. I say it both ways, because I'm like, you know what? I just can't be wrong, right? Or I'm only wrong half the time. And the thing that made me laugh was when she's complaining about the prices, she goes, oh boy, let me tell you, these pecans are so expensive. They were like a dollar when Trump was president. Boy, do I miss that President Trump and them cheap pecans. And it made me laugh, because I'm thinking like, okay, first off, you know, besides Trump or whatever, any presidential candidate, like, it's not their platform, the price of pecans. Maybe Jimmy Carter is talking about the cost of peanuts, but really, they're not standing up on a podium saying, I'm lowering pecan prices. That's what I'm doing for you, okay? You got to elect me. All the other topics on the board, fuck it. I don't care. I really don't care. We're dropping the pecan prices, and we're doing that the first day of my presidency. I'm signing it into law, you know? Second, she's wrong. There was no noticeable dip, especially of that degree, when she's saying they're like a dollar a pound or something. That's just ridiculous. Never. No, that never existed. I don't think even in maybe in like the 1940s or something, they were a dollar a pound, you know? But for her, this is like a legit deal. So I laugh and she looks at me like okay, first off, you think she go, oh, he's mocking me because he laughed at what I just said. He was eavesdropping and he chuckled at me. No, she thought it was a kinship, as if it was like, ha, I agree with you, to which I don't. And she goes, yeah, boy, he got robbed, huh? That's too bad. He had all that stolen from him. And I'm like, lady, I'm like, hold on. I'm like, I would be so pleased if I never had to hear the name Trump again. I would be a happy guy. I swear to God, like, it'd bring me so much joy. I'd rather be punched in the asshole 50,000 times than have to endure another Trump presidency, you know? And she's like, well, that's too bad. That's too bad because, you know, first off, this Biden, he just keeps raising all these prices on everything. And I'm thinking again, like, you think this guy's sitting in the Oval Office going, geez, how could I screw the American public today? You know, there's so many clandestine operations. Let's talk about the Illuminati. No, my friend. Let's think of a random nut. Give me a random nut and let's raise the price on that thing. Like, let's seriously hike that up. And then here's the best part. If someone believes it's cheap or believes it's, let's like blow it out of the water. Let's go up by like $8 a pound. Really just freaking throw their brain for a loop. What do you say? Yeah, like that's his agenda. They wake him up. They bring him down to like the war room. There's generals and like official people and freaking, you know, closed circuit TVs and computer screens, everything else. And like, all right, we're at DEFCON 4. What are we going to do? We're raising the price of the pecan. That's what we're doing. But sir, we have soldiers. No. I don't want to hear anything about the soldiers. I don't want to hear anything about this combat mission. Raise the price of the pecan. This is the world we live in. And I bet you she's going to walk into a voting booth this November. And no matter what other issues get raised between now and then, and she's going to think of those damn pecan prices. And she's making her selection. That's what she's doing. So, yeah. Oy, what a world. What a world. I mentioned I'm operating a little sick right now. But yet again, cough medicine and coffee. The two C's. Give me two CCs of a little cough medicine and coffee to go. And I'm right as rain. But it's been a gnarly sickness. And I think it is from being out in public because, you know how it is, right? We're in a society now where we're technically past a pandemic, right? And everywhere you go, you see people just coughing and sneezing and kids touching things. No one's covering their mouths. No one's showing any proper etiquette for anything anymore. As if we learned nothing at all from what we just went through, you know, a couple years ago. And that's what happened to me. That's why I don't want to go outside anymore. I just want to stay inside the wonkyweeds.com studio and talk to you guys. I really think it's probably the best. Call it a bubble. Call it whatever. But I mean, I'll probably stay a lot healthier and I won't need to start down in Robitussin like it's freaking water. But anyway, yeah, it kind of sucks. I actually had to call into work, which is a rarity for me because, you know, I'm a big believer in killing myself for the man. That's what you do. You know, you got to be a tough guy and go above and beyond at all times. Never relent. Never give up. Never submit. You know, they need me. I am the Iron Man of my job. Other people can call in. I ain't gonna call unless my eyeballs are bleeding. That's the way my father did it, and that's the way his father before him did it. He just kept going into work. And I just recently read that Bernie Sanders was proposing a 32-hour work week and how, like, it works for other wealthy nations. So why not America, you know? And it's like, it's funny because that itself is just clickbait, right? It's just a blurb. It's just a sentence, okay? It's out in the cosmos. And it would elicit so much debate based on that alone. Basically, to what I was just doing, mocking with the whole my father and the father before him stuff, where no one would really understand what is behind the legislation or what's really going on. They would just immediately shoot it down for a couple reasons. One, as I just said, the whole, like, well, you know, I've done it. I've worked 40 hours a week my whole life. So why the hell would we not do it anymore? Like, you know, come on now. And then two, you know, any corporation doesn't want that. So they're going to be out on social media or what have you, posting memes and easy little consumable bits of false information for people to like share and just be like, yeah, that's a joke. Come on, 32 hours a week. When in reality, it's more that, okay, you still have to, well, I think in most jobs, really, you still have to work over 32 hours, but you start getting the overtime kicking after 32. Ain't too bad. Sounds pretty good. Sounds really fair. And this is coming from a guy who knows, like my company, the one I just said I do all this Iron Man crap for. You know, they fly in on private jets for visits and stuff, and they're hosting all these Shangri-La soirees and all these wonderful events for the upper echelon of the company. And the rest of us are just treated like, mincemeat. Yet we're the ones who are watching every red cent, trying to make sure that our retirement is intact, our integrity stays true to the company message. So if you ask me and they said, hey, we're going to make that into a law, you know, the company could say, well, you're hurting our bottom line, you know, down the road, Dave, what's going to happen is that's going to affect your retirement and your stock options. And I'd be like, okay, sounds good to me. Let's do that. Let's do the 32-hour work week. And then you son of a bitches can start paying me more for what I actually deserve. How does that sound? All the time I spend away from my family, all the hours I come and work twice as hard than I should for you. Yeah, let's do that. Thanks, Bernie. Sounds great. You know, I didn't want to go too far into the weeds on that, but that was like the same thing with like, I remember when he was, I guess pecans and politics, everything got me on this whole thing, but, the free colleges and everything, oh, you can't make colleges free. What do you think? You know, strutting to Harvard, be like, hey, I just plunked down a trapper keeper and all of a sudden you're a neurosurgeon. I don't think he was talking about Harvard, was he? No, he was talking about like community colleges. Yeah, let's make those free. But that just didn't happen because everybody blows everything out of proportion yet again because of one headline or whatever. We are led like sheep to believe different things than what are actually true. So anyway, truth, though, is a funny thing, isn't it? It really is. So I am going to spit some truth at you guys right now. In the form of our podcast partners. Yeah, what a segue. I am a pro. You see, it doesn't matter how much cold medicine you pump me full of. I still perform, you know. But I do want to thank the partners of the show because they are great products that I am using actually right now. And we've been using them here for a long, long time. That's Northland Vapor, Alpine Hemp, Real DBG. And of course, WonkyWeeds, all.coms, and brick and mortar locations that you can visit for a variety of your relaxation and smoking cessation needs. And they have all your CBDs, your oils, your tinctures, geez, you name it. A lot of stress relieving products too, which is great. And I think we all need that right now more than ever. So you should definitely check them out. And the best part about all of that is if you use coupon code Selling Out 23, you save 23% off your entire order. And yet again, since we don't have a 32-hour work week and we still got to work 40 before our overtime kicks in, need to save all the money we can, right? And that little read right there nearly cost me my voice. It is hurting right now like nobody's business. So I need a sip of my other CC, my coffee. Excuse me, but I love them. Everybody over there, they're great people, so definitely check them out. And on socials, too. You can check out, for example, Northland Vapor on Instagram. They're always offering different sales and coupon codes, too, in addition to ours. So definitely check them out. And last but not least, the little spunk lube that could. Spunk lube. Yeah, I kind of screwed that up. But anyway, I meant to say the little lube that could. But it is. It's Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is a lubricant used by professionals in the adult film industry. And I still can't speak. More coffee, but why let them have all the fun? Start using spunklube.com today, and you can thank me tomorrow. I could use some of that for my throat right now. And as a matter of fact, here's some real talk. Keeping that truth going. I ran out of shaving cream the other day. I get a big gnarly beard. Think like Jack Black. Okay? Totally. Got to have like a dead muskrat on my face. But I shave my head because that's what people do, right? We're kind of chubby dudes, big beards. You shave your head. I ran out of shaving cream. Had nothing to use. You know what I did? I grabbed a little spunk lube, slapped it on my head. Bing, bang, boom. Worked like a charm. I'm not even kidding. I seriously did that. For real. And it's like this water-soluble substance and it rinses right out of your razor and my head was as smooth as a baby's ass. So go figure. So just in case I didn't mention it, spunklube.com, definitely check them out. So, you know, we've been operating now for a couple months since Nate passed away. And without Nate's music segment, we've been talking about one of my favorite things in the form of television. So what do you say we continue to do that right now?
Show me that smile again. Don't waste another minute on your crying.
How long have I been asleep? What year is it?
And I'm singing this song, breaking all my notes down.
Yeah, there you go, a little singing for free. That's a little bonus for you, a little Easter egg. Oh, how timely. So what have I been watching, man? What have I been doing to spend my time, especially since I've been laid up sick? Well, you know, maybe it's the whole love of nostalgia I have deep in my soul, but from time to time, I enjoy going back and watching The Real World. Yes, the MTV show The Real World, when it's available. Now, I don't have the streamer Paramount Plus, which I believe has every season, because I'm not interested in all of them. Only ones that are specific to when I was much, much younger. So anything up until 2000. Are the seasons that I prefer to watch. A little while ago, I got really into season 3 again, which is the San Francisco cast, which famously had Pedro, Judd Winnick, Puck, of course. And man, it brought me right back. And it was a joy to watch these episodes again, like the culture, the times. It's almost as if I hopped into the TV myself and was transported back, and I was, you know, 17 years old again, or what have you. It's a great feeling. It really is. Like, it's just a nostalgia overload in so many different ways. I can't get over it. Like, it makes me feel good. You know what I mean? It really does. So, you know, recently I've been sick, as I've mentioned, and I was kind of laid up. And on Netflix, I noticed they had season 9, which coincidentally, if I recall, was the last season of The Real World I actually paid attention to. And that was the year 2000, 24 years ago. Wow. I know it, right? 24 years. And it's interesting to note that because I was basically the same age as that cast at that time, you know, how they have specific opinions or thoughts on a variety of topics. And sex, race, religion. There's a girl named Julie who's a Mormon girl being exposed to the world for the first time, living with men for the first time. There's a girl, Melissa, who's biracial. A guy, David, who is from the south side of Chicago and actually famously put this nugget out into the world that should live on forever.
Come on, be my baby tonight.
Ooh, does that ring any bells for you? If not, that sucks. Because that was a big one. The come on, be my baby tonight. But I guess my point is, I have evolved and changed a lot over the years. Now, I was especially immature for my age at that time. And I have lived a very hard life, you know, where I burned the candle at both ends and did a lot of terrible things and made a lot of bad choices. And you could be completely filled with regret, to which to some degree I have a few. You know, I really do. But they still kind of molded and shaped where my belief system is today, right? And I think I'm very tame. I think I'm very grounded, you know, morally speaking and what have you. And I'm happy about that. Like, I'm very at peace with who I am now, you know? But then it's like, yeah, you're like a baby and you're just kind of like throwing your thoughts out into the world with other people, expecting them to go, yeah, that makes sense to me. So it is very interesting to kind of like hear their takes on everything, on who they are as people, and kind of go, well, I bet you really changed your mind now, didn't you? I bet you it's quite different today than it was then. Now, I haven't seen any reunion on this cast in particular. If it exists out there, I don't know. Feel free to send me a link to it. I'm not really overly interested in watching reunion shows, but it might pique my interest a little bit just to see what happened to these guys. I suppose I could Google it, you know, but where's the fun in that? I just wanted to show up on my doorstep and ask for some Cadbury cream eggs. You hear me, Julie? come on over. And David, if you hear me, I've got plenty of cream eggs for you, provided you're willing to do a little song and dance, my friend.
Come on, be my baby tonight.
Yeah. Dude was jacked, too. Jacked. But yeah, for some reason, man, this real world really hits home. Could also be like back in the 90s and early 2000s. Girls were really prone to wearing like those choker necklaces. Remember those? They were like all the rage. Style has a big part to play in this. The clothing, you know, hairstyles. How there's this one guy in the show, Matt. He's a pretty straight edge guy. I think he's completely straight edge, but he's got that whole like late 90s electronica raver look to him. You know, I can't get enough of it. I really can't. I love it. The real world. True story. But yeah, it's currently season 9 is on Netflix. And there's another season on there too, but it's like season 20 something. I don't care about those damn kids. I don't care about you. Whatever you went through past the year 2000 is of no consequence to me. I don't give a damn. You guys had it made in the shade. You kidding me? These guys had beepers, motherfucker. They had beepers. Like, that's how you had to communicate. Anything post-beeper, that's not hard living. That's not the real world to me. You know what I mean? Baby Jean. So, yeah, I do recommend it. Going back, kind of, you know, tapping into the cultural zeitgeist of those eras and seeing, you know, what was Trip? What were you tripping on, man? Shrooms or LSD? What was like hip, rather, or popular and all that. Because I lived it, man. It's kind of fun. It was kind of fun. It definitely was fun. So that being said, I think that's all I pretty much have for you today. Phoebe, do you want to add anything? I think she just blinked, which I'm not sure if that means yes or no. I'm just going to take that as a no. So yeah, I just want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to listen today as I did my best to entertain you with the thoughts kind of rolling around in my dome. Happy Easter to all of you, to those who celebrate that weird, wacky holiday that you don't tend to get paid for and celebrate Jesus with a basket full of candy. Yeah, that all makes sense. Sure. He is risen. Here's a chocolate bar. And I like the ones that come as a cross too. That's funny because, you know, this is also real. I was walking through a store the other day. I know I mentioned like, oh, I just do pickup now. That's the only way I shop. Yeah. I still walk through and, someone had put one upside down, one of the chocolate crosses. And I went, geez, how is that the first time I ever noticed that? Oh my God. Nate would have gotten a kick out of that one. That's for sure. But anyway, have fun, whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is you're eating, enjoy yourself, you know, do that. So yeah, I am Dave. That is Phoebe, the sleeping dog. And this has been The Selling Out Show. See you guys later.